This is the first time that so many countries have raised West Papua at the UN. Vanuatu has been the longest standing supporter of West Papua in the world. New Caledonia, the FLNKS, have also come on board more recently as being an overt supporter within the Melanesian Spearhead Group, and the Solomon Islands is the newest supporter. And the people in Papua New Guinea have always, the civil society in Papua New Guinea have always been supportive of West Papua's right to self-determination, and the same goes for Fiji, but it's the leaders who have been to-ing and fro-ing on it.
Well, what would you like to see happen as an activist and a person of long-standing interest in this area? Do you think there need to be bigger voices to speak out, to like China, Russia, the US, say, for example, to encourage the leaders of Papua New Guinea and Fiji to join the rest of them in the Melanesian Spearhead Group?
That would certainly be wonderful, but I think what's happening is that the movement is being led by civil society throughout the Pacific. It's the groundswell of support from the people, which is the most important. So, of course, there's going to be the support from other major countries in encouraging PNG and Fiji to support West Papua would be incredibly important, but I don't think that that is what's going to be changing in the near future. I think it's when the governments start to listen to their own people that they're going to be wanting to change their approach, and that's a real possibility, because we are seeing the churches, the civil society groups, the musicians, all of these people are starting to come behind, and those are the people that are going to be able to link regionally to influence. So there's a real regional movement, and there's a new Pacifica groundswell, that a new Pacific regionalism that is going to rise up, and it's going to influence PNG and Fiji governments.